Why do Christians feel it's so important to spread the gospel? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Julie Knox with OM Ships Ministries, where they spread the gospel traveling from nation to nation on a ship.
I think that for me, I automatically started spreading the gospel after the gospel was brought to my life. And it started to change my life. I wanted to get it out there. And as I talk to other Christians, I find out they feel the same way that I do. They want to get the gospel out too.
Well, there's a lot of non-Christians, and I used to feel this way before. It's like, man, why do Christians feel like they have to get this out so much? Why do they keep trying to shove this in my face? You know what I mean? Why does it feel like that? And I think quite simply is because the gospel is not something bad or something that is trying to be forced. It's just good news. And if we understand that, hey, this is good news, God redeems us. Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost, to seek to save us, to guarantee us entrance to heaven. That's great news. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's almost like getting the cure to cancer. Naturally, when you get that, you're going to want to tell other people.
Yeah.
Because even if it doesn't affect them, you still want to tell them.
Right. Well, you want people to have what you have, because if you've lived your life where you have this void or an addiction and you had the cure, like you said, and you were healed from it supernaturally through God, you'd want to share what that was. And I know that was for me in my life. I had a big empty hole in my heart, and it got filled through the gospel, through receiving Jesus into my heart.
So I think that's why a lot of people who are not Christians, they get confused because they think that the gospel is not good news. So just know it is good news, and it is good to share it. Don't let anyone tell you not to. Plus, Jesus says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus is saying, this stuff is good. Get it out.
Yeah, it's so important. And that's why I love what Julie Knox is doing and how they're going all over by ship to share the gospel. Stay tuned.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of six of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Julie Knox, who's with OM Ships, and it's a great ministry that we're going to find out about right now. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thanks for being with us. Now, tell me a little bit about OM Ships and the heart of this ministry.
Absolutely. Well, OM Ships International is a global ministry which has literally impacted millions, Kathleen, over the last 47 years or so. We've had four ocean-going vessels since we began in 1970, and these have sailed to so many port communities around the world in so many different countries. We've welcomed 46 million people over the years up our gangways. We have the world's largest floating book fair on board. And in fact, we sail with so much literature that's not just about Bibles and Christian living literature, but good educational resources and other books that maybe people in some of these poorest port communities around the world haven't perhaps had access to. So our ministry is one where our tagline is sharing knowledge, help, and hope. So the books and our book fair on board gets people onto the ship as a sort of visitor attraction. And then we also also send teams out from the ship into communities, as I said, to share hope with them, the hope that we have in our Savior, and to help them in practical ways where that may be needed in each of the ports.
Oh, fun. That's like an amazing mission trip, you know, for young people to go out on.
Well, just right that you say that, actually. We have 400 volunteers on board our ship. Nobody gets paid, not even the captain, can you believe?
Wow.
I promise you, he is qualified. We rely on people who've perhaps worked professionally as seafarers to give of their time and be supported perhaps by their churches and others who will sponsor them to serve the Lord with their talents aboard our ship. And then we have many other, the majority, as you say, are young people. At the moment on board, those 400 people in our ship, Logos Hope, are representing 64 different countries around the world. So we sail with a real international community of Jesus followers. And it's such a thrill to see the ship coming into a port somewhere with all the crew members standing on the decks, waving the flag of the country that they represent. And as you can imagine, we're a bit of a tourist attraction in the places that we visit, and a real encouragement to the church wherever we are, a symbol of Christian unity and people working together, learning from each other. And then, of course, for those on board who are serving with us, it's a great experience to broaden their horizons culturally. They make friends from all over. They visit some places and perhaps have their perception changed and see God work and transforming lives in very powerful ways around the globe.
So 64 countries. What is your guys' goal to grow in the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, well, at the moment, the ship has just crossed the Atlantic. I was on board last year for some months around West Africa, which was a really special time, seeing God move and seeing the church be mobilized into missions there as well. And, you know, I even met somebody who had come on board 30 years ago when the previous one of our ships had been in his hometown in Ghana. And this man with his wife, they were choosing baby books at the time because they were expecting their first child. And when our ship sailed on, they'd been so impacted by the ministry and the Christian ethos that they had met on board that they actually named their son, who was born a month later, after that vessel. That name was Doulos, which you may realize Paul uses that phrase, bond servant. That's what Doulos means when he talks about being a slave to Christ and serving him. So this African boy, Doulos, has grown up and came to visit us on his 30th birthday last year, which totally, you know, inspired all of the people in the community on board now that they were part of something that had reached long and large in other parts of the world.
Wow.
So the ship had traveled across the Atlantic and is now in the Caribbean, where we're calling at various ports. At present, the ship's in Curaçao. It's about to sail for Bonaire, then Aruba, Jamaica, where it's a very popular ministry, having sold many, many books and Bibles in previous years. We're hoping to make a call in Haiti to partner with Operation Mobilization, which is our banner organization, and other agencies on the ground to do some rebuilding work and to make some practical improvements in that nation, which continues to struggle. So helping practically as well as spiritually, we hope. And then next year, we hope to embark on a 2-year-long tour of the South American continent.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So you'll travel to these areas, sometimes even remote. How do people find out that you're there? Do you go out there with the team and say, hey, come on the boat and check this out? Or do most people know of you that are in these areas? Or how does that work?
Good question, Kathleen. We send people in teams ahead of the ship to do what we call lineup, to ready a port for where the ship is going to be sailing to in the months to come. So they make contacts that we may have with Operation Mobilization in that country or with other Christians and organizations who may have supported our ministry in the past if we have visited that country before. We had dignitaries, you know, local prime ministers and people coming onto the ship to open it to the public. Like many education ministers saying, I believe in your mission. We want our school children to come on board. Those are all great opportunities for the gospel too, aren't they? So yes, we have teams who are planted ahead of the ship who make ready the arrangements. They do local publicity, radio interviews, things like that, put up signs and posters and get people interested in and encouraged about coming to the ship. We have an exhibition in our book fair, which is called The Journey of Life. And it really follows the story of the prodigal son And it's expressed in a way that's applicable across all sorts of cultures and backgrounds and whatever part of the world you may be from. It's a story that relates. So we ask some local Christians who we give some training to and discipleship, and they love being part of the buzz of our onboard community. And they often walk their local people through this exhibit. They share the gospel with them in perhaps their own heart language and in a way that's culturally appropriate where they have the expertise to do that. So we involve local people too.
That's amazing. Well, there are people now who are like, you know what? I want to be on that boat. I want to do a mission trip on that boat. And it's so cool what you guys are doing. And how would someone get a hold of you if they want to join the boat or help fund it or what they could do to reach you guys?
Thank you for giving the opportunity to. omships.org is our website. There's a tab there called Get Involved. So you can find us online. You can find ways that we would love you to pray with our ministry, perhaps to give to our ministry, or to think about going yourself or recommending someone else to go and serve God with your time and with your talents. And we don't just ask for people to come, say, for 1 or 2 years, as many people do on board. We offer shorter term, you know, 3 month or shorter stints with us. If you've got a skill in particular, we need things like carpenters on board, people who can operate some sort of machinery. If you've got a seafaring qualification, we actually need a baker on board at the moment. So don't let the community suffer with bad bread. If that's your skill, by all means, get in touch and come and offer it for a period of weeks or months or longer. But I promise you, you'll be bitten by the bug. You'll love going out to minister in communities that really need hope and need what we are blessed enough to be able to share with them. And it really is such a worthwhile thing to be doing.
Wow, this is wonderful. We just want to say thank you for the adventure. I felt like I was on that boat for sharing what you guys do. And we love that you're reaching so many millions of people. And we're just going to pray for people now that maybe aren't sure what they're doing in life as far as reaching people, and maybe they need hope themselves. So once again, thank you so much for being with us and sharing what you guys are doing with the OM ships.
Thank you very much, both of you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Father God, we thank you for the Great Commission, but we thank you that the Great Commission doesn't have to be only in the ways that we think of it, that spreading the gospel is so fun, it's adventurous, it's exploring new lands, it's going to places that we've never gone. We thank you, Jesus, that you have commissioned us this way. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gospel, and as the gospel is going to places that has never gone before, Father, we pray for those who are carrying the flag of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.